BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Vanessa, I'm 14, and I'm from Perth, Western Australia. You might not know this, but I worked in a One Direction shop. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Vanessa, hi.
Hi.
I love it that you listen to our show in Perth.
Oh, thank you.
Do you podcast or do you listen live?
I podcast every night, but I also listen live when I can.
You're hardcore.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So our show goes out, what, 8 p.m. in Perth?
Yep, 8 p.m. till 11 p.m.
So it's like your evening show?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, so tell me about this One Direction shop that you worked in.
Well, what happened in Australia, right? One Direction were here during April, and they opened up a store in Sydney completely dedicated to One Direction. And that went really well. So they decided to take that all around the country, and they ended up taking it to Perth, where I live. And my friend had met some management guy in a bar, and basically they got talking, and he ended up working for One Direction, and so she got me a job.
In the One Direction store?
Yeah, which was brilliant because I absolutely love them.
So what is it? Is it like a travelling shop?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like a pop-up store, like popped up for 10 days, and it stocked stuff completely dedicated to them.
Like what?
Like, T-shirts, badges, you know, all the usual merchandise stuff. Like, most of the same stuff they've got over there in England.
Yeah, we don't have the shops yet, though.
Yeah, you don't. We were the first country to get them, which was quite interesting.
Can you get One Direction stationery?
Yes, you can. You can get a stationery set for $15.
Can you get One Direction caps?
Oh, no, you can't, actually. You can't get any hats.
What's the weirdest thing you sold in that shop?
The doll sets, because they only came as a set of five, and it was $250, and
whoa!
I managed to sell... Yeah, I sold 12 of them over my working, like, week.
Can you get, like, One Direction underwear?
No, we did have some guy come in and ask for that, but no, you can't.
Hello, could I have some One Direction pants, please?
And who's your favourite?
It's probably going to be Harry.
And does Harry's doll look anything like Harry?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one, actually.
Yeah, no offence to him, but it's definitely the worst one.
I think it's hard to get a doll to look like the pop star, though, you know? I think they're very rarely good.
Yeah, wait, sorry, my dad was just telling me dinner was ready.
Dinner's ready.
It's tea time now, right?
Yeah, they're in the future.
Yeah, we are. We're way ahead of you, is by it 7 hours.
Is it a really Aussie dinner? Is it like shrimps on a barbecue?
Oh, God.
Wait, I will go check. It is probably not.
Let's find out.
Mum, what's for dinner? Sausage rolls. Do you know what a sausage roll is?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we've just got them for dinner.
Sausage rolls with what, please? Ask your mum.
Mum, what else?
Peas, carrots.
Peas, carrots and cheesy mac.
What's cheesy mac?
Yeah,
oh, macaroni!
Yeah.
Oh, I love it that you shorten everything.
Yeah, we pretty much do. Like, afternoon is Arvo and stuff.
I know, or you put an O on the end.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or a Y. For instance, you probably call our podcast a poddy.
No. Well, I will now.
Why say the whole word macaroni when you can just say mac? I like it. It's economical.
I want to find out some more about you, given you're, like, an authentic Aussie. Have you got a pool?
Sure. Yes, I do.
See, they've all got pools. It's standard.
You were talking about people not having the pools on the other day, and I was amazed. Like, you can't not have a pool here. You get told off. Wait, I'm actually on the radio, so... BBC Radio 1, OK. I'll be done in a second. I'm just doing an intro. OK, sorry.
This is brilliant.
I love that you just told your dad that.
Yeah, well...
Is he getting annoyed?
I'm gonna go have dinner.
Is he getting annoyed?
Yeah, because I've just come back home from school modelling, so I have to do modelling for school, and I need to have dinner, but...
Is there anything else about our show that you need to understand that you don't quite get?
We don't have poisonous animals everywhere.
Yep.
We don't have kangaroos everywhere either.
Okay.
And we don't say shrimps on the barbie. I didn't even know what a shrimp was.
I know.
It turns out it's a prawn.
That's all that Chris knows.
Yeah.
That's his view of Australia.
Yeah, I've heard Chris's Australian accent before. Do it again.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Just say something typically Australian.
Like?
Do the g'day, mate.
G'day, mate. That was quite good.
It wasn't.
Have you got a pavlova?
Sorry?
Have you got a pavlova?
He's talking about pavlova.
Yeah.
Right, good to speak to you.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for introducing the show.
No problem.
Make sure you keep listening. Love you, bye.
Thank you, love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You join me here, live at the Aquatic Centre. Is that one? And my two colleagues, Chris Stark, hello.
Hello.
And also Nick Bright off of BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is the first time you've played Innuendo Bingo?
It is the first time I've taken part.
Yeah. So it's a lad special today.
Yes.
We are officially the smutty game of the London 2012 Olympics. If you enjoyed the men's diving yesterday, but you're still not tired of watching men in their shorts, then head online to bbc.co.uk/radio1. This is nothing like the diving, though, let me tell you.
I was going to say, this is very different before you sell it like that.
Nick is wearing his Stay Dench tee.
Thanks, yeah.
And also some Hawaiian shorts.
I'll show them off.
They are on the website now. Have a look. And Chris is wearing a T-shirt that says, "Where my keys, where my phone," on it.
It's pretty dench.
Do you actually know where they are?
Somewhere.
Okay, let's do this. Watch on the website now, please.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Hello, George and Danny and Joe, watching Innuendo Bingo on the website for the first time and buzzing about it. Peter from Mid Wales. As soon as I heard Chris, Nick and swimwear and bingo, I floored it to get home. He's now home now and watching it on the website. And Andy on the M40 says, after this one, you could do synchronised swimuendo bingo. That's good. We'll write that down and use that idea, but not credit you. Okay, so it's time for Innuendo Bingo, and it's a special Olympics edition today, and the boys are in their swimwear ready to go. Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Born okay, ready. Got quite a few to get through. Let us know if you're watching, let us know if you're playing along, and how you do. So, first bit of water, please. Fill your cheeks. Hi, Abby, who's watching. And Ryan, who's sat in the Russian embassy in London. Watching.
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so first of all, here in the Aquatic Centre, we head over to Monday's Women's Weightlifting. And this one... this one... Chris!
I know what's coming.
Oh, Nick!
Did you watch it?
Oh, you're gonna... No, it's you, man! You're making me laugh!
This is okay. Going to be great.
My shorts are wet.
This is already brilliant.
Okay. We haven't even played one yet.
I wet myself.
Here we go. And the women's weightlifting. Chris! Come on!
Sorry, I've been waiting for this one before. Right, come on, let's concentrate. Right, Nick.
It's your fault. Come on. Here we go. Here we go.
Well, she's going to have to get it right. She's got 2 minutes in which to turn this round, and it's kind of sad, really, because her snatch was so impressive.
You just spat all over me.
Her snatch was so impressive.
Now, Nick, I don't want you to hold back just because you're new. I know the bin is there, but just aim it for him, because you are wet, and you're being too polite. All right?
Wow.
Okay. Oh, okay. Love weightlifting.
Let's take it up a level. And Chloe and Lincoln spotted this one. You know what? For some athletes, their success at swimming all got a little bit too much.
Well, they said the Chinese were coming in the pool, didn't they, here in London? Well, they said the Chinese were coming in the pool.
No. Let's move on then. Well done, well held. Ash in Somerset. Over to the BBC Olympics and the men's beach volleyball.
Measuring 6'3". You don't realise quite how tall that is until you follow these guys up the tunnel.
That's a good one. Nick, in the face there. Are you wet at all, Chris?
I'm all right.
Okay, right. Aim it at him.
I need to get him.
Need to get him.
Yeah. Moving closer.
Stop being so polite.
You don't realise quite how tall that is until you follow these guys up the tunnel.
I know what's coming next.
Oh, no. What sport is it?
Okay. Jackie and Chris and Mick and everyone else that spotted this one. Once again, it's from Five Live on the Olympics this time. Here we go.
The Queen, within 12 hours of leaving the Olympic site after the opening ceremony, is back here already. She's been taken up the orbit by Boris Johnson, the Mayor of London. Seb Coe, the Chairman of London 2012, is up there as well. The Duke of Edinburgh is here, and also the Princess Royal as well. She seems to be enjoying herself.
That's a lot of people.
I know. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there's so many. Innuendo Bingo is going to be so easy over the next couple of weeks. How are you doing there, Nick? Mm-hmm. More water, please.
Soaked.
Someone called Ken in Portsmouth.
Oh, man.
Hi, Ken. Once again, we're over to the Olympics on 5 Live.
Yeah, I know. It's all been going on. Seriously, what an unbelievable day here down in Weymouth. The conditions have been really testing. You know, windy, wavy. Been watching the boys pumping themselves downwind.
Chris is gone.
Been watching the boys pumping themselves downwind.
Oh, well held.
Oh, well held, Nick Bright.
Well held.
All right. Next one, please. More water. And this one is from Daniel. Over to Radio 2.
There's something about seeing a soldier.
Oh, they're amazing. They are totally wonderful. I can't tell you. I was leaving one evening absolutely dripping wet.
Nick's gone. Chris has gone. Love how posh she was. Oh. Hello, Tallulah. I'm Ruby and Jesse playing along on the website. Did someone spit out the name Tallulah?
No, Nick, right, okay. I just had some left.
Okay, cool.
It's fine.
Kez in Luton is particularly enjoying the swimwear special from the boys, watching for the first time on the webcam.
Thanks.
Okay, here we go.
Again.
Hannah in Bradford, give yourself some points for this one. Let's go over to the archery on Sunday.
We've had a dry semi and now we're going to have a wet one.
No holding of the lips, please. That's one. I meant don't put your fingers in front of your mouth.
We've had a dry semi and now we're going to have a wet one.
Okay. Ready? More?
Oh, wait a minute.
Melanie from Leicester, thank you for this one. I tell you what, Nadia Swahala is loving the Olympics.
Well, listen, thank you so much. I'm going to go home and get on my Hoover pipe.
What does that even mean? What does that mean?
Well, listen, thank you so much. I'm going to go home and get on my Hoover pipe.
Yes, thank you, Nadia. And one more.
Sounds great, though.
It does, whatever it is. Guess who was celebrating with the Team GB gymnastics last night, lads? Joan Collins. Here she is with Lewis Smith.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Chris!
Sorry. I know. Have you heard this before? Oh, my God.
Joan Collins out celebrating with the Team GB gymnastics. Here we go.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
I just try and make up any excuse to play that one again.
It's Scott's favourite.
It's my absolute favourite.
Is that an Olympic one?
It is now.
I'll just pour it over my kumquats.
And that was Olympic special innuendo bingo. How are you doing wet-wise, Nick?
I am soaked, especially around the crotch area.
Yeah, yeah, that happens. You all right, Chris?
Very good.
Yeah, you came out quite unscathed today. That's because Nick was nice.
Yeah.
Nick is on BBC Radio 1 Extra with Extra Hip Hop and Extra R&B from 4 till 7 today. By then, he'll be dry. Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, Pitbull News.
He not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak.
I'm thinking we might be able to do Pitbull News every day because I like it. And recent research suggests that he is the most popular artist in the world today.
He not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak.
It's a part of the show we don't do so often, but I think we should do more. Because let's face it, everybody, women want him, and men want to be him.
Do they?
Chris.
On both counts?
If you could be Pitbull for the day, you would. Absolutely.
Well.
Any bloke who says that they would not want to be Pitbull for the day, or just in life, is lying.
Right.
True.
Me not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak.
Now, I remember last time on Pitbull News, the American shop chain, Walmart, had done a deal with Pitbull where he would make an appearance in whichever Walmart store got the most likes in America. So all you had to do was go onto Facebook and like your nearest Walmart store and hope that that gets the most likes, and then Pitbull comes to your Walmart. Because he will come to wherever you want.
So let's go pick Mr. 305, but I said Mr. Worldwide. I'm over in Madrid, Spain right now, rock and reel. And there's a huge campaign going on.
Yeah. So that is happening.
Yeah.
Loads of people did try and like that on Facebook, their local Walmart.
So many people.
I said, okay, great, this sounds really good. Well, you gotta understand that I will go anywhere in the world for my fans.
Anywhere in the world, that's what he said. And the campaign was slightly sabotaged after that by people who wanted to send Pitbull to the most remote Walmart in America. The one furthest away.
This is genius.
And that one was Kodiak in Alaska. Me not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. It's happened. He has been to the furthest away Walmart. Because it got the most likes on Facebook. What's the town's population, Kodiak?
It's brilliant. A town of just over 6,200. Wow. Which isn't really very much.
That's not much at all. But it did get the most likes.
And I heard that Kodiak, Alaska has the most likes.
Got 70,000 likes. Over 70,000 likes. And fair play to him. He's done it. There's some pictures of him there with the locals. Not many of them. And what I like was that Pitbull realised that this is obviously a joke, and Pitbull had actually paid, he's done this, this has happened, for the person who organised the sabotage to go over there. He flew them over there as well to be part of it, and there's a picture of Pitbull with them.
I'm just looking at it at the moment. He's got, like, thumbs up. Pitbull's sort of forcing a smile. I think we should sabotage more of Pitbull's campaigns in future, because if you get a free trip out of it, that seems great.
Isn't it good? But I like it that he's embraced it. We have maybe a picture, a couple of pictures we can put you on Facebook, on the Scott Mills Facebook. Can we do that? And I think one of them is Pitbull with the crowds in Kodiak, Alaska.
There's a great picture of the stage that they've built for him. And there's really, there's like no one there.
Six
considering
people.
He's Mr. Worldwide. The Scott
Mills Daily. Right, we're getting some pictures of Pitbull's fantastic reception in Kodiak, Alaska on our Facebook, on the Scott Mills Facebook, so you can have a look at that.
There's also a couple of pictures on the Newsbeat website as well.
Sure. Just head to Radio 1 Newsbeat in your search engine and see all seven people that turned out to see. Well, there's more than that, but not many more. How many? Oh, that was really early in the set, apparently.
Yeah.
They stormed it after that.
Apparently he got the keys to the city.
Yeah, the mayor turned up.
The mayor's given it keys to the town.
He's Mr. 305. Hello.
To be fair, I'd love it if Pitbull came to Pinner. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that would be next.
That would be great, wouldn't it? I'm sure we could give him the keys to the town. Can you imagine Pitbull in Pinner?
Yes.
Can we start a campaign for that? I might start
Start your own one. Dizzy Rascal coming up, and also Rudimental. Hey, I'm fully embracing the Olympics now. After I properly got into the diving yesterday, we were watching it while we were on air.
Yep.
Only came fourth, but, you know, good effort by Team GB. I was looking up tickets last night to see what I could get.
Really?
And, yeah, I've become fully obsessed. I've done a complete 360 on this. I wasn't even interested, was I? I was interested in the event, but not actually going.
Yeah, and what are you trying to get tickets for?
Well, the only thing left that I can fit in is handball.
That's really good, honestly.
I don't know what that is.
Underrated. You'll like that one.
Is that like football, but is there a goal?
Yes.
But they knock it in with their hands?
Yes.
Right, I need to get a video of
this. You'll like this.
I can't quite imagine what it's going to be. Before I sign up, I need to try before I buy.
I'll come with you. The Scott Mills
Daily. Hi, Hayden.
Hi.
I just saw your text. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm on a train.
Where are you going?
To Wimbledon.
Are you going to Olympics?
Yeah, going to see tennis.
Oh, man. Anyway, I just wanted to say happy birthday.
Thanks.
I got you fireworks and everything, look.
Oh, my God, they're amazing.
I know,
they're
aren't
really
they?
Amazing.
Just go, ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, ah.
Ah.
Ooh.
How old are you, Hayden?
I'm I'm 18 today.
Happy 18th. So, Olympics today, and then what's your plan tonight?
I don't know yet. I'm going out tonight.
You can do anything you want now you're 18.
I know, much. It's crazy.
Do you want to know some things you can do that you couldn't do yesterday?
Yeah.
You can vote.
Vote, okay, I'll do that.
You can teach someone else to drive.
I can't do that yet.
Oh, don't do that then.
Yeah, definitely don't do that then.
You can drink beer and stuff.
Oh, that's cool and stuff.
Yeah. Buy a house.
I can buy a house. Okay, I'll do that. Definitely on the list.
Do that today.
Yeah.
You can make a will as well, but don't do that today.
I think I'll leave that.
At the age of 18, you are now officially allowed to eat frozen peas.
Oh, my God, was I not allowed to do that before?
No.
Not on your own?
No.
Not on my own? Oh, my God.
Only with an adult. So, congratulations.
I'll get the peas out then.
Do it. Have a good day.
Thank you, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Right, it appears I got two of my facts wrong there. I'm doing really well today with this. You can't teach someone to drive if you're 18. So if you are 18 and thinking, brilliant, I can teach my friend to drive. You can't. Got to wait till you're 21. Sorry about that. Sorry for getting your hopes up. And also, it's complete rubbish about the frozen peas. It's 16.
Oh.
You can eat frozen peas on your own. So, as an 18-year-old, you could have done that for 2 years. So sorry to cause any alarm. Hey, Rachel.
Hey.
Are you a fan of the frozen pea?
Of course I am.
Right. And you're 17, right?
Yep.
And you've been eating them on your own for 1 year only?
Only 1 year.
That's right.
More.
You knew that already?
Obviously.
Right. You're in Northwich in Cheshire?
Yep.
And you'd quite like to be appearing on the Fun and Filth Cabaret as one of the acts via your webcam from your room. Are you in your room now?
I am.
And what's your talent?
Saxophone playing.
Are you good?
I'll let you decide on that one.
How long have you been playing?
For about 6 years.
Oh, okay, cool.
And what kind of music do you play?
Like, pretty much anything but, like, pop, and I can play Adele. Oh. I can play some other artists. Just, okay. Like, whatever.
That's not the most obvious person to play on the saxophone, is it? Songs?
No.
And not the most obvious instrument to play either?
No.
So, what we're doing is in 2 weeks, just over 2 weeks, August 13th at the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh, we are having lots of weird and wonderful acts on, bringing some stars with us. You'll be able to watch it on the red button and on the BBC Radio 1 website every night. For 4 nights of Fun and Filth Cabaret, and we're auditioning some people to be on from their homes on a webcam. Rachel wants to be one of those. Can we hear what you do then?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I'm just going to balance my phone down.
No worries. Phone's on the floor.
You love a sax solo, don't you?
I do. Here we go. I don't think that's her. I think that's the backing music.
That's a lie.
Do you recognise this song?
Has she got a full band behind her as well?
I think it's just a backing tape or something. I don't think she's got a band in her room. I don't know what this song is. Rachel, come back!
I think it's Hometown Glory, isn't it?
Is it? Right, she can't hear me now because her phone's off. On the floor. Oh, hang on.
Hello?
Hello! That was good!
Oh, I was really shaky.
Oh, don't be shaky. What song was it?
That was Hometown Glory by Adele.
Yes!
See?
Of course it was. Right, Rachel, we're going to pass on your details to Dan and Phil, our amazing talent scouts, and you might be on August 13th if they decide that you're good enough.
Okie dokie.
Really good to speak to you.
You too, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Olivia's been on. Olivia, you're not listening carefully today, are you? She's like, Scott, Olympics is spelled Olympics. I know. I was just doing a thing about how my mum says Olympics, and in her head it's spelt L-I-M-P-I-C-K-S, or maybe actually P-I-X. Olympics. This is Scott Mills. Oh, what's the carrying at 3:40 today?
I imagine you were listening to Chris Moyles this morning.
I was listening for a bit, after nine, yeah.
Something amazing happened, which I really wanted to share with everyone.
Right.
And it was that he insulted me. But I'm really kind of proud of it, because I know this is going to sound ridiculous. He's a legend. And to have him insulting me this morning was actually kind of cool.
Right.
I thought, anyway. Okay.
So this is a guy, you grew up listening to on Radio 1.
Oh, he's a hero.
Yeah. Love his show for years.
Yeah.
And today, he was talking about you. Let's hear that now.
Hannah, what's your DJ name?
It's just DJ Hannah Jakes, but Chris off the Scott Mills Show came up with DJ Love Jacques, because my surname is Jacques.
Yeah, he's a moron.
Yeah,
man.
Love Jacques.
He's
a moron. Weird.
He's a divvy.
Yep. Example.
You got called a moron.
Yeah, and a divvy.
Which I haven't heard for a while.
What makes this even better is this was in front of Example.
Wow.
I mean, but that's a great honour.
Double points.
Yeah, he's a moron.
Yeah,
man.
Love Jacques.
He's
a moron. Weird. Yeah,
he's a divvy.
Moron and a divvy, but you're happy with that. You don't mind that he was insulting you.
Do you see what I mean? Why that's kind of like, that's quite a big deal for me.
If you say so.
Legend. Yeah.
What was the phrase you just came up with?
Oh, yeah, you're not rated until you're hated.
Where do you get these from? The Scott Mills Daily. OK, are you ready for some points?
Oh, what's occurring?
Tuesday fun on Oh, What's Occurring? Who's been watching the Olympics swimming? Very exciting. In fact, too exciting for some of the athletes.
Well, they said the Chinese were coming in the pool, didn't they, here in London?
So, in the studio, talking some night about the swimming, are Gary Lineker and Ian Thorpe. You know the famous Aussie swimmer, Ian Thorpe?
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise known as the Thorpedo, which sounds a bit weird now, but it's a pun on the word torpedo.
Is that actually his nickname?
In case you were wondering, yes it is.
Is it really?
Oh. And you may have noticed, Gary asks him a question on the telly, Ian always says, look. So, it's a simple question to you and you lot at home. 10 Scott Mills points for this one. This weekend, during his interviews with Gary Lineker on the Olympics, how many times did Ian tell Gary to look? It makes him sound a little bit aggressive.
I was just
going to
say, I'm sure he wasn't starting a fight or something, was he?
Look. It's like, how are you today, Ian? Look, I'm fine.
It's all a bit Phil Mitchell.
Yeah, look. How many times?
I'm going to go 11.
11 looks. Let me know what you think on text 81199. There are 10 Scott Mills points if you get the exact number. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Ian Thorpe on the Olympics.
Signs weren't that good, were they, this morning?
Look, and I already consider him the greatest Olympian.
Swimming from lane 8 is really actually quite a good thing.
Look, it was good for me once.
The aquatic centre just between us there, it's good arena.
Look, beautiful arena.
Highlight of the evening for you?
Look, highlight of the evening, playing against France, and look, I have to say, look, I think it's helpful.
Is that a disadvantage?
Look, it can be an advantage or a disadvantage.
Your thoughts on Becky Adlington, a wonderful effort to get bronze.
Look, I think it... Look.
This Australian team seemed quite confident.
Look, the Americans had never been beaten.
They were better prepared than me. That's why I'm not on the medal podium.
Look,
I suppose.
Look, it happens to all of us. Just two. Look, I'm really excited. I don't think they'd do it. But look, the second was very happy about it. So, look, for Becky, look, I don't think it's just 4 years older.
She has to kneel in the shallow end.
I think, look, I'd have to kneel now. At the time, maybe not.
But she certainly didn't struggle in the pool.
No, look, I mean...
Well, you've got long arms because I saw them when you were punching the air on that Australian victory.
Cheers, mate. Look, it was a very good victory.
19 looks.
Whoa.
He doesn't say it aggressively at all.
I think he sounds angry, though.
No, I think it's just the Australian. Look, look, mate.
I don't know. It sounds like he's annoyed.
Look, there's a chook. 19. I don't know why I said that. 19. So give yourself 10 Scott Mills points if you said that the torpedo said 19. And another round of Oh, What's Occurring next.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1 listener, Nick, in his ice cream van.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you?
In Devon.
Devon. And serving ice creams at the moment, is it busy?
It's all right. It's a bit windy. I don't know why people want to buy ice cream, really, but they're still coming out.
Don't say that. That's your job. Thanks for joining us for the last round of Oh, What's Occurring today. It's a simple guessing game. Now, you might know my fan Chris here does not like being put on the spot at all. He cannot think when the pressure is on.
Right.
He tends to go blank, especially when it's thinking of names of celebrities. And it's time to bring back now the champagne game. So we undo the wire thing. We've got a bottle of very cheap sparkling wine here. And we guess how many celebs can Chris name before the cork pops. We shake the bottle up a little bit.
Whoa,
so
are we
what's
doing
your,
this really?
What's your guess, Nick, the ice cream van man?
I'm going to go with 15.
15 before the cork pops?
Yeah.
Right.
Is that good?
Well, do you need to know what kind of wine it is? Would that help with your guess?
Yeah, it would be, actually.
Okay, it's sparkling rosé, Italian, cheap as chips.
Okay, I'm going to stick with 15.
You're staying with 15. Let us know what you think at home for 10 Scott Mills points. Let's play the cheap champagne game.
So what do I have to do?
So, hang on. We're undoing the wire. The one that doesn't speak is undoing the wire. Normally, when you undo the wire, the cork will pop. Roll. Okay. Name as many celebrities as you can before the cork pops. Shake the bottle. Go.
It's really happening.
Go.
James Blunt. Emily Attack. Oh. Sean Penn. Oh, what's that one?
Quick.
Jim Carrey. Sue Barker. Donald Trump.
Stop it with Donald Trump.
And Mark Wright. And, Arj from The Only Way is Essex. Pamela Anderson and David Hasselhoff. Fraser from N-Dubs.
Fraser
from N-Dubs. And Tulisa and Dappy.
It's going to go.
Daniel Craig.
It's going to go.
And
it's going to go.
Oh, Peter Andre. Matt Willis.
Oh! Did that get you? That's it.
Who health and safety did this?
It's fine. Becky's not here. I always like the random mix of celebrities that people come up with under pressure. Anyone wants any cheap sparkling rosé, let me know. Well done there. Oh, Nick, you are one out. He's lost it. He's gone. As soon as he heard it was 14, just went to serve another ice cream.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.